Hidden messages reap hidden harvests. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. A lot of times in our heart, in our thinking, we have hidden messages and we don't really remember that they're there. We don't remember that we have put them there, that we have limited ourselves in some way until we attempt to do something and the message comes out, oh, you can't do that. That doesn't work. You've tried that before, and that doesn't function. Give up. Don't try it again. And these hidden messages are put there by very good purposes, usually, you know. Like you're told, don't do something because you might hurt yourself, or you're too young for that. They go. The hidden messages go way back to our childhood, as well as in the current day activity. And these hidden messages are pretty tough sometimes. But what we want to do, we want to be free of hidden messages. We want to live only on those statements and those ideas which reflect what we think today. Now, what do you think today about your health? Do you think that you live in a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy spirit? Do you think that you have healthy attitudes? Do you think that your body reflects all of the purity and goodness that it is? Do you think that your body is a wonderful body, that it's incomparable? It is just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You think your body is wonderful? Well, I can hear you. I can hear you. You say, well, there's some changes that could be made. Yeah, well, this could happen, and well, that could happen. And, you know, every time you say that, well, what you're doing is you're letting a hidden message come through, and that hidden message is saying to you that you really can't do it. The hidden message is saying to you that you don't deserve it. The hidden message is saying to you that it is not going to work. And as long as we hang on to those hidden messages, then it will not work. And that's not what we really want to happen. So today, we can start building a whole new framework for our thinking. We can start putting a whole new concept in motion for ourselves. And that new concept is a concept of wonderful love. It's a concept of peace. It's a concept of oneness for ourselves. And the concept starts by doing this. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. When we say, I know that I know that I know, then we will not have the thought in our mind that we don't know, or that we haven't heard about it yet, or we don't understand it yet. You see, all wisdom is already within us. We merely reveal that wisdom in our daily activities. And so when we say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, we are speaking the truth. We are revealing that we do know all things, for the divine in us knows all things. And it's hardly up to us to say to the divine in us that it doesn't know something. What we want to say is that we know what the divine in us knows, and we can do that. Hidden messages want to tell us that we have to learn things. We have to go through the process of learning, the process of school, the process of this. Really, school and learning is merely giving an opportunity to reveal what we already know. The hidden messages say to us that we must do these things, and these are things that have perhaps had their benefit, had their purpose in our life, but now we are graduating from that. Now we are living from a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of being. When you're ready to live from a higher level of being, you'll begin to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. This is a great statement. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And now, saying that, you have no objection, because you don't know what your ideal spirit, mind, and body is like. You have not experienced that on an intellectual or on an emotional or on a physical level in any way, but it does exist within your spiritual reality. And so when you call forth this, I know that I know that I know, God in me knows the answer, the divine in me knows the answer, or you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, as you say these positive statements, you're putting causes in motion that bring wonderful results. Let these be the clarion call of your heart, of your soul, of your being, every day speaking these words again and again and again, and letting their miracle revolve in your world as a reality. Let it reveal itself in your life that it is always there and always was there. Accept this now and enjoy being who you really are. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654. And as you call that number, a practitioner will answer the phone. And you say to that practitioner what it is that you would like to speak your word for. I speak my word for wholeness. And the practitioner will say, great. I speak my word for wholeness for you, and I see it now manifest in your life, your affairs, in everything that you are or ever will be. It is done now. And when that happens, oh, what a great and glorious feeling that is. So call 1-888-463-8654 and find out what treatment really can do for you. Hidden messages reap hidden harvests, and we don't need to have hidden messages in our life. Have a lovely day and a lovely week. I love you. I love you. I love you.